Jack and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why the same house costs way more in different markets. I just learned this myself, and that's why I decided to do a show about it.
Thank you.
I was floored.
Thank you.
I was very, very, very shocked at the relationship between the balance sheet and the, how much money people make and the real estate they live in.
I thought there was something more to it, too.
And it's, and it turns out it's really quite simple.
Yeah. Super interesting.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
You know, Jack, that's a lot of life. You know, we build up these things in our heads that it's a big deal and it's really not that big. It's
right.
Like, no, that's the reason why. That's it.
Yep.
Really? That's all it? All this time, I thought I was missing something. Nope.
You know, I want to talk about this.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it. I should do it right now.
Okay.
What's the opposite? So usually I go into things. What's the opposite of what you just said?
Like, you think you get it's into too easy.
You get into something.
You go, oh, I got this. That's the opposite.
You get into something and you're like, oh, that was worth it. That was fantastic. I'm so glad I did that. It wasn't hard. The outcome was great. It's exactly what I planned. Does it ever happen that way? Does anything ever happen that way?
Yeah.
What?
Us.
Marriage? I don't think so. Kids?
I don't know.
When you line buying and selling real estate up successfully against having kids.
Mindset.
And marriage and all of it. It's so much easier.
Mindset. You know what? I swear it's mindset. We all have to do the same things. We all have to get up. We all have to, everyone who has children has to make sure that they're fed and they're healthy and they make it to school and they have clothes and their shoes fit and whatever. We all have to do the same things. Be honest. But some people whine about it.
Oh.
And some people got it. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is a little insight to me. When my kids were little, our kids were little and I was a mom, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed the walk to school with the kids. I enjoyed my cookings in the afternoon.
Wow.
I know you're like rolling your eyes going,
wow.
What the heck? But I did. I was all in. It was at that point in my life. I was the right age. I set out to do it. There were no accidents. That's what I wanted to do.
It's great, love.
Thank you. And then I didn't complain about
it.
And so even when there was times that we didn't have a lot, you know, I'd come up with creative ways and the kids were happy. They didn't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, a picnic at the park because we couldn't afford to eat out to dinner. They thought that was the greatest thing on the planet.
Right.
We do this every night, you know, whatever. So I don't, you know, I think it's mindset.
That's a beautiful story, Jill.
Uh-oh.
Now let's take a question.
All right.
Posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community.
Okay. That was really off topic. Anyway, Mark asks, hey, gang, I hate to bring up the ugly side of making money.
What's the ugly side of making money?
I didn't know there was one. Speaking of mindset, is the money we earn in this business considered short-term capital gain or earned income? The other question that has been on my mind is where is the income tax paid at the state level, the state where the land is or the state where I reside? Thanks, Mark.
There's a saying in accounting and it goes like this. Don't let the tax tail wag the dog.
I did not know that.
And I have believed that and lived by that my whole
life.
That's good. If you're making a ridiculous amount of money, which a lot of us are in real estate, the tax situation, it'll be figured out. That said, you do need to make some planning, and I think that's what you do need to tax plan. And that's a great way to look at this. Here's my opinion. It may, and I'm urging you to get a tax person that is comfortable with your risk threshold and in the state that you're in. Making money, buying and selling real estate, depending on what else you do for a living and where you live and all kinds of other circumstances, can be classified as ordinary income, or you may be exposed to capital gains taxes. It depends on if it's your full-time real job or not. If you're an engineer and you're flipping houses on the side, I can almost guarantee you you're going to be exposed to capital gains. If you're full-time, been doing it for 10 years, that's a whole sole source of your income. It may be construed as the other way, but find a tax person that can figure that out with you. The other question in it is, if I live in Michigan and I sell a piece of property in Arizona, we all know I have to file a Michigan state tax return, but do I have to file an Arizona tax return? And I asked this question about 4 months ago to two accountants, and one said, they both said, just like in a television commercial, simultaneously, yes and no.
That's...
simultaneously. Yes, no.
Isn't that funny?
Yep. Let's do it, Jill.
I wish
yes.
it was you black and no. white. One, two, three. No.
Yes. That's what they said.
Yeah.
What? Well, and that's my answer.
I know. So I hate to be vague, but you're right. I guess the whole point is here, Jack, is that there's many ways you can structure it. It depends on how you want to, and when you're a tax guy, and how you guys, as long as, if you go down the path to call it X, that's fine, as long as you do all the things that make you comply with that plan. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and here's another concept that I live by. Jill's heard this, me say this a million times. Revenue justification. So if you net $14 million in 2018, and you're staring at it in the bank, and you have to pay taxes on it, and your accountant, and you get two accountants just to and pitch them against each other, which one can save me the most money? I made $14 million. I have to pay taxes. And one says you owe $4 million, and one says you owe $5 million. Does it matter?
Right.
Does it really, really matter if you made that kind of money this year?
Right.
What do you think? What do you think?
No.
Doesn't matter to me.
No. There's a certain point that it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
So these are good questions, and thank you, Mark, for asking. But what you really need to do is figure out how to make $14 million bucks like us.
Right. And then, and I like Jack's, get some, you know, one of the main things is for that we've done forever is having a licensed or whatever you want to call it, a real accountant on your team is always going to help you.
And one with a similar risk threshold that you have.
Right. Right.
There are people in our group that's self-described say, I am a rule follower and I've done transactions in 48 states and I filed 48 state tax returns.
Oh, that's not something I really want to do.
If you read the Internal Revenue Code, it's very vague, in my opinion. It's like reading the Bible.
You know what it is? I don't know. I hate to say it, but you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but you know, in our government and everything, there are gray areas. See, right? But that's the thing. I wish there was an easy answer, but there is none. There are gray areas about this whole thing. You know what, Jack? And it's not just what we're doing.
Oh, it's every single business.
Exactly.
Well said.
Thank you.
You're going to run up against this on everything.
You could be selling sunglasses online.
Yep.
All right? And you're selling sunglasses all over the country.
And you're delivering them everywhere.
Right. All over the country. Look at Amazon. How most of the time, the state taxes don't pop up. But now and then they do. I don't even understand the formula. I don't even care. I just pay for it. I don't think about it. But I know Amazon right now is asking the same question. You know that? And going, all right, there's gray areas here. We're going to go with it this way.
I know somebody recently that has a company that's based in Arizona, and they live in Arizona, and they operate in Arizona, and their LLC's there and the whole thing, and they use a distribution center to sell their products, to distribute their products on the internet out of California. And their accountant said, you need to file a California tax return. And they did. And so you can take that how you will, listener.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they'd had to do that or not.
Exactly.
I know what I would have done, but
right.
I'm not going to say it out loud.
Thank you.
Today's topic, why the heck does the same house cost way more in different markets? This is the meat of the show. I can tell you this, it doesn't have anything to do with the real estate itself. It has to do with a version of, the underlying concept is pure supply and demand. And that manifests itself, here the example is, a Hallcraft house built in the 1920s in three areas of the country, Florida, Texas, and California. This is just an example Brett put together in my head. The one in Florida cost $400,000. The one in Texas costs $100,000, and the one in California costs $4 million. Why is that? Is the view better?
Maybe the dirt's better.
Is the water quality better?
That's it.
Is the house itself built better? The answer to all of those things is no. They're exactly the same for this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because people are willing to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thanks, Captain Obvious. That's great.
Thank you. I didn't have to say it.
Why are they willing to pay more? That's the real underlying concept that floors me.
Isn't that funny?
Because they have more money.
And that's
That's why property costs more in other markets, because the median income in Texas is way lower than it is in California.
Isn't that funny?
And in Florida's in the middle.
As a society, we could all rise up and say, this is ridiculous. And say, I'm not paying that much. And I'm only going to pay this because that's what it's worth over here. But as soon as you do that, that means someone just outbid you and they got the house. And you're left standing there.
Or you could do like what Canada does, what people from Canada do, which I love. Their property in Canada is very expensive. And when I was growing up, it was cheaper.
Really? So what do they do now?
They buy property in California and Florida and Texas.
Well, we could do that too.
Okay, so that's my point here.
Yeah.
This is not a economics podcast, all right? If it was, it would be on the air for about two episodes.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about how do we make money in real estate and make it fast.
Right.
So if you live in that $4 million area in California, it's real easy to justify paying the same price, $100,000 or $90,000 for a property in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying move there.
Right.
I'm saying buying it smart and flipping it.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's what this whole show is about.
Right.
This is really good news. Why these three properties are exactly the same in these three states and so diametrically different when it comes down to pricing. And I've been saying this for 2 years.
Right.
Pricing is the key to all of this.
Exactly.
How's that for boring?
I had a thought, and I was trying to figure out where I was going. Well, you know, what this whole topic brings up to me is the people that being in a market, being in a real expensive market, and going to a not expensive market, and then coming or vice versa. It's very interesting. I've heard some people talk about. Where we are in Southern California, people that have left, right? And they went to Arizona. That's a popular place.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy mansions for what they could have here with the same amount of money. But then they realize, oh, I miss it. I want to come back.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
And they can't get back in. They think they can't get back in.
12 minutes and 20 seconds in, I was setting my watch.
Why is that? Why do you think that they have that concept? And it's, I don't think it's any, it's not true. Unless.
It's absolutely true.
Well, unless they took a less expensive job now and they goofed themselves up.
It's all personal preference. My dad lives in Florida. I'm not interested in living in Florida at all. Been there a lot. That's not my thing. My dad would consider moving to Texas for a lot of reasons.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I love California.
Oh, I do too.
And it's worth it. And I see the value in the extra expense, especially for where we are financially.
I do too.
So, but that's not my point. My point is not primary residence. And I knew you were going to bring it back to that, and that's okay. Here's my point. No matter what market you're in, it doesn't matter. Forget about the actual piece of real estate. Forget it. Put it out of your mind. Everybody makes this mistake. Everybody HGTVs it.
It's true.
Oh, what about the curtains? What about the garage? What about the foundation? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
None of those things matter. What matters is the price of the real estate and the model that's happening right in that little market.
Okay, I know where you're going with this. Like, when I coach and talk to members all the time, that they're like, I only have X amount to invest. All right, then we need to put that in the right location where you can buy 10, not one.
That's right.
Kind of thing. That makes sense, because there's a lot less risk, especially when you're new. If you're buying 10 properties for $10,000 each, then one property for $100,000 each. I'm just talking like vacant land.
Right.
Kind of thing. That's much easier to do.
So forget about the real estate is my whole point to this. That's the takeaway on it. It doesn't matter. And what you think about why it's priced differently doesn't matter. What matters is if a property in California sells and you price it all out and they sell for $4 million, you better be buying it for $3
million. Right. Could be an infill lot right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Infill lot here, infill lot in Orange County, California versus an infill lot in Orange County, Florida.
Right.
They're different.
Or in Manhattan, New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different, but they only are relative to what's immediately around them.
Exactly.
I see this is a mistake. This is something I learned at this recent real estate group meeting that we went to. this guy broke up the anatomy of a real estate deal in four phases. You find the property, which is what we're experts at. And usually we stop there, by the way. Mm-hmm. Well, but wait, there's three more things to do. No, there's not.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do but find the property for us.
Right.
Everything else falls right into place.
It's automatically solved.
It's all based on finding a piece of property.
At the right price.
At the right price.
At a really good price.
So what were the four things? Find it. Finance it.
Fix.
Which you don't need to do.
Right.
Fix it. Fix it up.
Which you don't need to do.
Which you really should never do. I mean, unless you're like an interior designer who's married to a contractor.
Right. There you go. Good example. You know?
And then the fourth one is sell it.
Flip it.
Flip it. That's it. Mm-hmm. The four Fs.
Yeah.
So if you buy a property for 60 or 70% of what it's worth and what you can sell it for immediately, all those things fall right into place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of days.
Mm-hmm.
That whole group meeting, 90% of it was about fixing it, the fixing portion.
Isn't that funny? I just think it's HGTV. It's got everybody excited about it. So
people need to touch stuff.
Do you know what's so funny?
And feel it and look at it and love it or hate it.
Who owns HGTV? I would venture it's Home Depot.
It should be.
It should be. If not, they should, because they should have started this.
That's real money making. You know, those are the people.
That's it.
Contractors make the money.
That revive, I swear, Lowe's and
Real
Home Depot.
Real estate agents make a ton of money on that.
Oh, a lot?
Everybody makes money
to
except
HGTV
you.
Because
except
it revives them.
Except the guy who's taking
them.
All the risk. You take all the risk on a flip like that. All of it. Does the lender care? No. The lender doesn't care at all. They're lending them the amount of money that if they have to take it back, they're going to do great.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate agent makes all their money before you get the keys. Contractor, they love you. They see you coming. Do you ever see these shows? The contractor is like, yeah, oh, that's going to cost $13,000. Really? Where'd you get that number? And then no one questions it.
True.
And then when you sell
it's,
it?
When it's really, no, wait, let me finish this, please. When it's really, it's because if they say, really, how'd you get that number? Well, that's what my kid's braces are going to cost.
Right,
and my wife needs a new car.
That's the new boat I looked at last night.
Exactly. That's why it's going to cost that. That's the reality. It's not, well, I guess I know this. It's this many hours and Jose's not available. So I got to get this guy, George, and whatever. I don't know.
So at the risk of sounding like your annoying grandfather who's angry, I'm going to say it one more time. It's not about the real estate. It's not. Real estate is just a vehicle, just like a sheriff's dock, that you're gonna flip really quickly,
yeah,
just to put some dough in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing time that we're in.
It is
an amazing thing that we're in, and I love it.
Join us tomorrow, where we discuss how the price of everything goes up, and while wages are just consistently stagnant, and what it means with real estate.
It's true. And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com. Go there, it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So I apologize. When we sat down to do this show, I wasn't sure what property types you were asking about, so I didn't mean to
apologize.
Go on a different tangent.
Do not apologize. I was actually hoping that you would go there.
Oh, okay.
Because you should.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when I first started thinking about this, that's what I thought too. I'm like, well, yeah, because we're like people that fit in California, and we like to be here, and that's it. And it's, we see the value mm-hmm. of the price difference.
Which is true.
And so I'm sure that people who are listening to this in Texas are like, what the heck is that all about? Crazy California people.
You know what? And they're right.
Yeah. And the same thing in Florida.
I mean, it's like, really true. For the people who live in areas and communities that think we are nuts to spend this much money for this size of a house, for where we are in the location to the ocean, they are correct.
I will say, in general, you will get the price, you'll get it back. If you paid cash for the three houses I described, you're going to get it back, plus it'll make it worth your while.
Right.
In general.
In general.
If you finance it at 2%, and take leverage out at 98% and live there for 30 years or 15 years, it's going to be real tough to make any money at all.
Got it. Thank you, Jack. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.